Okay, so I have a problem selling things. I think just about everybody I know has a problem selling things. Sometimes it's the fact you don't have a good network. Sometimes it's the fact you don't really know what your pitch is. Sometimes it's just the fact that you wear 50 hats and it's awfully difficult to be able to make the call, make the lead, follow up with the email, meet the guy, meet the girl, talk to him, send a follow-up, send a proposal, send the report. It goes on and on and on, and eventually you're just not a good closer, just not enough time. Today we're going to bring in a guy who's going to tell us a new way that we can go about getting some of these leads up and get some of the sales closed at a much better proposition of cost, time, and value. I'm Scott Catoon, and this is TechNori Live. Joining me in studio is Iggy Rodriguez, the co-founder and CEO of Vore. Welcome.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you having me on.
Of course, anytime. I love to have friends on. So first off, Vore. What's the name? Why is that Vore?
Vore is the Norse goddess of wisdom. I thought it sounded cool, is the genesis of name of the company.
It does. I like Vore. It reminds me of Thor, which is the name I love.
Well, that was trademarked, so I couldn't take that one.
Yes, naturally.
Well, also, the whole
premise.
Soon
this will too be.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, it's already happening. Idea is trying to kind of leverage this collective network effect, right? So using collective knowledge to be able to drive business. So there was some thought process behind it.
So speaking of networking and so forth, you are like a master networker. Your network is insanely large. I'm going to put you on the spot here because I don't know if you have them on you, but I'm going to assume that a guy like you spends the money you did on these has one of your business cards on you.
Of course.
I have your business card. I want this to be held up.
It weighs down my pants.
For those of you who are not watching our videos, you should first off be watching our videos at Advisor TV. That's like a first thing you should do. I don't know why you're not. But if you are not and you want to listen to what this business card sounds like, that is a metal business card. Steve Wozniak is the only one that I know like for sure has like a metal one. He sends out like this like, vector thing.
Yeah, right.
When you handed me this, I don't even know what to say.
Well, I think that's the point, right?
Exactly.
You kept it, right? You almost feel bad throwing it out. It's like currency.
You don't want to know. It's on my bedroom dresser.
I'm glad that I stay close to
you're a very handsome man.
Yeah, thank you.
You are a very handsome man, but it's mostly the card.
I'll take it.
It's the card.
Whatever works.
It's whatever it takes to get there or in business.
Exactly.
Either way, I get it. I follow you. So I don't even want to know what these things cost. These are fantastic.
Thanks.
The key to networking and the key to good sales and the key to lead gen is that you are differentiate yourself and that you are somebody who's smart and brings value and has a lot of different things. And you've got to be able to do that in a certain way. And you obviously do that with your weighty, amazing business cards. But the key is you are able to partner and find other people who are similar to you in this regard that know what they're doing. They're not just walking around looking for the free $2 drinks or whatever they give
you. For sure.
You guys got this down pretty pat. So why don't you walk into now like how you got to Vore and what Vore does?
Sure. So the last 6 or 7 years, I've been involved heavily in the startup community, primarily really building business development teams, channel sales avenues for revenue, and building sales infrastructure.
One was a large startup in town.
One was a pretty, we shall remain nameless, but it was a large startup in town, very early employee, grew to a couple hundred. And the thing that I saw throughout that business was the presumed need to really generate a huge sales team, right? We need more sales. We need more sales people. Unfortunately, with that, there's a huge cash outlay, right? And it becomes very cumbersome. And if you're not totally developed as a business, spending the resources, whether it be monetarily or your time or infrastructure on building these sales teams may not necessarily resonate quite well with the client because you don't know what your pitch is yet, right? And it may lead to some capital outlay that may end up kind of crippling the business, right? As a startup or an emerging business, you don't have that infrastructure yet. You don't have the cash yet to be able to build that team with a level of expertise that's going to actually drive revenue.
Yeah.
You're just building a team so that you hope that sales get generated.
Yeah.
So the idea and really the genesis behind Vore was my partner and I were just doing independent consulting. And we found the trouble with most emerging businesses being pretty ubiquitous in that they're trying to drive top-line revenue. How do you show that your business is a business? Well, you're generating some revenue. But unfortunately, a lot of these businesses, you've got 5, 6, 7 people, and it's hard to be the CMO and the CTO and the CSO. And I think that sales is a little bit of a lost art, right?
Very much so. Among the startup community, it is a non-existent art. It's digital sales, inbound only, no outbound.
Right. There is this level of personalization that gets missed, right? The coffee talk, how we met, right?
Yep.
And the idea behind Vore is being able to find these emerging businesses who have a great product or a great value proposition or a great service, and being able to qualify them as a business, find out who they're looking for, the types of companies and contacts that they ideally would like to get to, and match them with a certified bank of, call them lead generators, right, or really curated sales consultants. So this dynamic matching program allows this bank of sales, sales people, sales generators, one, to find deal flow from the client side, because now they have 7-8 businesses and they go, that's really cool. And I have a network of people, much like myself, who I'd like to introduce them to in the hopes that they're able to do business. And the client goes, wow, I've got 5, 6, or 7 sales consultants that I didn't have before. I'm not paying them hourly. I'm only paying them a commission structure. So the cash outlay is significantly reduced and they get really warm introductions as a result of me or people on the business development side having these really good network connections. And again, the big thing for me is to try and provide this really great value proposition for both the client side, but also the other side of that marketplace for the consultant to be able to find these really great businesses. Because if you have a 9-to-5, but you've got this network and you want to spend 5, 6, 7, 8 hours a week generating additional revenue for yourself and for whatever business you want to work with, you don't want to spend 4 or 5 hours figuring out who those businesses are.
Sure.
Or where do I find those businesses? So creating that marketplace brings those two together. And again, I think like I mentioned a little earlier, it doesn't sound super sexy, but it's sort of that next gen call center, right? But it takes away that sort of programmatic, sort of robotic approach, and it leverages this network effect so that you're not calling a 500 person list that's a do not call list, but you're getting in front of C-level executives and you're getting 5 or 10 meetings.
What I like about this versus, so I think anyone who's started a company or called a startup, but I mean entrepreneur or whatever, worked at a small business has encountered what is officially like the first version of the network effect, and that is basically like lead scammers. You get tons of people come out and like, oh yeah, I know all these people and blah, blah, blah. And then they hook on to you like a leech. And next thing you know, they're like trying to sign up contracts with you. And like, they're going to refer you to this guy, and every deal you do through that, they get a little piece of it. And then, oh, by the way, every person that they met to bring to you, they sign them up, and then they get a little piece of it on that side. And it's like sort of, this whole thing. And total side note, at Northwestern, the first master's degree I got was essentially in leveraging networks. So literally a master's degree, like trying to delineate the different network from a network puzzle standpoint. So when I started seeing that coming out, when I first started my business, was like, oh man, I've actually seen you on like a table. Like I've played a game called Change Pro with you before and you lost. But what this does is so much different. It's so much better. It's clean. It's finding the people who are not just network guys who are selling their lists essentially, but rather are real salespeople who have like a real passion. This is what they do best. Why work for one person when I could do this for 10 people? They win because they can make a lot of money selling a great product. And you win because you don't have to employ them, and they don't want to be employed anyway because they've got, why go with one place when your network might be very diverse? I can only sell so much in this one area, but I could sell, times 5 if I moved out, which when you first told me about this, when we sat down, I was like, this is a no-brainer because what I'm essentially doing is making a free agency out of really good, really well-established salespeople.
And the great part too is all that legalese is done, right?
Yeah.
And you're part of this big network and you don't have to worry about getting your 1099 signed and getting your W-9 or W-2, right? That's all done for you, right? So within the platform, one, it does this dynamic matching. So the companies find the right people and the people find the right companies, but it also allows for things like lead tracking and status updates and communication, right?
You know what's going on. It's like exactly on the up and up, but it's actually clear cut, which I mean, like I said, I could literally spend 45 minutes with you just beating the hell out of the lead gen leeches. Can you tell
I'm
passionate about it?
I've spent much more time than that.
It's just, I know 5 people. I don't do any work. Can I get paid? No. Get out of my office.
Yeah, right.
This is amazing. I hope you guys get this thing lifted off. Well, you're the right guy to do it. I mean, you guys have had a lot of experience in both the capital raise and building a staff and building a team and growing out to understand the pain points that not just small businesses. I mean, this is not just limited to small businesses. I think if you do this right, you're going to grow this thing into something where many, many large businesses are going to rely on Vore in your platform as a way to continue to keep the sales fresh so that it doesn't become programmatic, as you mentioned.
All right.
Very cool.
Thanks, man.
Where do people go to learn more about Vore and to get in touch and follow up with you and sign up and ask you if they can introduce you to their network and try to get a percentage from you?
Yeah, sure. So website's up and live. It's Vore Consulting, VOR consulting.co.
Okay.
The platform is being constructed right now. We've got an offline component that's been going pretty well. We have clients and consultants that are working and generating revenue right now. And we're looking to finish that platform upgrade here in the next few months so that we are really digitally focused and building that massive network and creating that, getting the critical mass and having the opportunity to really generate some value for businesses.
Once you get that platform up and running, let me know. I want to have you come back on with, like, we'll pick three or four people out of a network and get them on your platform right here on the show.
That'd be awesome.
That would be really cool. I think I really think this is something that a lot of companies should pay attention to because it does actually have a huge value.
I'll do you one better as the networker. Personal cell, 626-710-7966.
Dude, you're crazy.
Hit me up anytime.
Dude, that's like putting your name on Craigslist. I don't know what the hell you're doing. Well, at any rate, Iggy, thank you so much for coming down here. We'll have to hang out at Soho pretty soon, I think. Sounds like a good idea.
Thanks, brother.
Once again, I will mention the official June theme has been announced for Technoria. It's Sizzling Summer Tech. So if you haven't already, make sure to submit your showcase application before June 13th, or I will tell you no. Just kidding. You can actually submit it anytime, and I'll say yes, probably. Maybe not. On technoria.com. You can watch this episode and more at Advisor TV or by streaming us on the WGN Plus app or download each episode on iTunes. Please stay connected by following us on Twitter or follow me at Katoon. Boom. That's a wrap with Iggy.